And I'm talking to?
Jaromil.
So, what are you doing here at Fosten?
I'm meeting old friends, meeting new friends, and hanging out mostly in, you know, the networking in the community. Because the videos, I can look at them mostly online. So, and yeah, it's a good meeting point. I'm getting a shower of smartness from anyone I talk to. You can literally start any conversation with anyone here. You know, just ask, like, what's the shell that you're using? And you're going to have fun.
What project are you here talking about today?
I use ZSH, by the way. And yes, we are launching a new project, a software, which is free and open source, GPL yes. license. It's called ZenRoom. Yes. It's a virtual machine. Yep. It processes human language. It's ready to process malevolent code expressed in human language. It bails out if this code is not authenticated and executes it if it's authenticated. And execution is about cryptographic transformations. So you can do from basic Diffie-Hellman encryption and signature, AES, you know, FIPS compliant sort of things. And also you can program new cryptographic schemes with a language very similar to Mathematica, which is something I crafted out of Lua. So it's a subset of Lua. I use Lua as syntax, direct syntax parser. And it executes elliptic curve operations that cryptographers are very acquainted with, because it's like Mathematica or similar software. So then you can work with a cryptographer and with an applied cryptographer. I'm an applied cryptographer. In parallel, it becomes a sort of template for cryptographers. And it's useful because, you see, templating brought a lot of freedom to web development when you can change the code without changing the design, not abstracting those parts. So we're trying to do something like that for cryptography, that cryptographers can express very simply their formula.
So this is purely for the cryptographic community.
Yes.
Like a normal human isn't going to be using this, are they?
Yeah, we want lawyers to be able to read code. Because, you know, in Europe we had the GDPR, the General Directive Data Protection Regulation. Thank you. And so that creates a liability in most organizations in terms of data protection officer. And often these people are responsible, they are senior, let's say, in their organization, but they don't come from programming, and they have to activate, in order to verify really, they have to activate a whole department of ICT just to understand what's going on. That's a huge overhead, and actually also a huge responsibility. So we want, and also, at least, I mean, where we researched a little bit in Italy, France, Netherlands, most of these figures are lawyers or people that know the law, that are able actually to play the bridge between the law and the code. So why not making that closer together? Because we want to facilitate these people to verify the systems that they need to. And so we're writing.
How is encryption going to help that?
Encryption is what you need to do, like classifying certain documents, signing them, spreading them, making a shared key to access a certain lock. So that serves these sort of purposes. It's an architecture. You can build architectures of trust with encryption. Then, on the other side, what we do is putting a human language inspired to behavioral-driven development. So it's a sort of prologue. It's known Turing complete. And it's very secure. It can accept malevolent code. So, yeah, that's the other part that we add to the possibilities that cryptography gives you.
Okay. Your website's zenroom.org?
Yes. And our organization is dyn.org. Yeah. It's a foundation based in Amsterdam.
Yes. So I am familiar with the project, yes?
Cheers.
Thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.